This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure, and I do mean a pleasure, to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, listen, you guys are doing a great job. Just stay with me. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. We get this thing behind my neck, it's pulling the little hairs on my neck. Anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I'm going to tape it back there.
I can do that for you.
That would, yeah, that would feel good at the end of the night, wouldn't it? I am Joe, your host. Always a pleasure. Tonight, got a great night. Got a lot of stuff coming up tonight. We're going to talk, I don't know if some of you knew this, but Franklin Graham was running up and down the state of California, and he was calling for people to run for office. He was calling for people to take their rightful place in fixing California. And he was telling pastors they needed to step up and do the right thing. They needed to call people out to take their places in the community. So Pastor David Hague's going to join us later on in the show to talk about that. Your best buddy, seriously, when it comes to gold, silver, and other things like that, and the economy, David Fisher will join us later on. And right after the first break, the guy that we both love, well, I guess all of us do in some way, shape, manner, or form, our black conservative madman. I like that better, by the way. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. The black conservative madman from, I like to say from Texas, but he doesn't want me to pigeonhole him like that. Corey Duncan will join us with his wisdom from the street, from the government, and other places. He does work for the government, so it's kind of interesting the kind of heat he's got from time to time. So, you know, to add insult to injury and to really, really show you how dumb the Dems can be, right? And you know, we talk about the stuff that goes on college campuses. Now, again, I have friends that are Democrats, smart people, good people, loving people. But, man, when they go loon, they go loon. Well, we have people the right to do the same thing, so. But two professors, and I've never done these stories from somebody on the right, two professors argue in a newly published anthology on feminist nutrition that athletic performance and longevity are simply Western values. Critical Nutrition, Critical and Feminist Perspectives on Body Nutrition, one of 16 chapters in the book, says Food and Place, a critical exploration, was written by the Temple University professor Allison Hayden. Isn't it funny? It's all the women that write about hate on men. I mean, what happened to them? Seriously, who mistreated them so badly now that all men are bad? Right? They're saying that feminist nutrition, athletic performance, longevity, those are all Western values. Really, what is it? So being fat, unable to get out of a chair, and dying young is what Europe espouses to? Are we serious? We know that's not true. It's a bunch of garbage. In that particular chapter, Hayes Conroy's sisters worries that mainstream nutrition science rests upon elite, white, and educated modes of thinking, and that the values mainstream nutrition promotes are Western values. Calls for healthy eating remain embedded in contemporary culture and politics. No! See, science, oh my God, the Christian's talking about science. Science has evolved, has moved along to the point where it says, hey, you know what? eating that ant-infested bark is not good for you anymore. Let's try this. It's just amazing to me, right? Eating meat that's been left out on the rock for a few days, yeah, maybe not a good thing to do. So science has evolved. Science has told us and now can check and find out what your your body can't handle, when it can handle, what you're allergic to, not allergic to, what helps your body grow, what doesn't. And all of that is somehow Western culture, Western values. And usually this comes from people that really have never traveled outside their neighborhood. They also argue that nutrition is not a politically neutral science. Oh, no, no. Definitely right or left, right? We all know that nutrition depends on what side of the aisle you're on. Anyway, the writer says, as we write this, or the writer of the book says, as we write this, a strawberry boycott is going on, protesting the treatment of Driscoll farm workers, they note, and yet it's rare in the myriad of calls for eating fresh fruits and vegetables to see strikes and boycotts mentioned in the same breath as healthy. Really? Maybe because that most of the time, with the tens of thousands of farms across this country, there are no strikes going on. Can't talk about something that doesn't exist now, can you? You hear this? It's like they are whacked. They are so looking for something wrong against the right, to the right, that it just won't stop. Democrats issue a list of demands for a North Korean deal. But the Iran, everything they asked for, the Iran deal violated. Every single thing that they want was not in the Iran deal. That's why I say they're hypocrites. They don't want equality. They want control. Do it their way. You know, it's, I don't know if some of you remember. My mother listens to the show from time to time. Maybe she'll remember this. By the way, it's my dad's birthday today. All of you sing birthday to him at the same time during the commercial. What? Remember my stepdad staring at me in the garage, and he's laughing his buns off because he asked me several times if I smoked, and I said no. And I grew up in the East Coast, and they have windows in the garage, and I have the window panes. And I'm sitting there brushing the dog. Really smart move, right? Brushing the dog, smoking a cigarette. Really brain surgeon I was. Anyhow, he starts laughing because he sees me smoking. He caught me in a lie. As the jackwagon comes walking in with a cigarette in his mouth, nicotine-stained fingers and nails, starts yelling at me and telling me how bad smoking is, how it was going to stunt my growth, it was going to keep me from athletics. This comes from a guy that used to play softball on a regular basis that was like 6'4". Yeah, it was bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's see what Corey Duncan has to say on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling.
We are back.
Attack.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies, your, I don't know, parolees in your neighborhood, whatever, how to get the show, how to listen to the show, how to be part of the show. Really, if we don't do anything else, I try to get you to question why you believe what you believe. I try to get you to question, why are you a Dem? Why are you a Republican? Why are you an independent? Why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew? Why are you an atheist? You should be able to know the answers to these. And not just because that's what my friend is and that's what they did and that's how I grew up. You need to be able to answer these questions. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let's bring him on, because I know the only reason you tune in tonight is because Corey Duncan joins us every week. And, Corey, thank you so much for being with me. I always have a lot of fun when you're on the show. Now, I know you're here somewhere. Well, see you later, Corey. Have a nice day.
Oh, no.
He'll be back in a second. He always is. He comes right back on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. He is trying to get back on now as we speak. I don't know what he's doing. You know what it is? I know he's looking at pictures on the phone, and he just pressed the wrong button. Anyway, Corey, you with me or not? You with me or not? Anybody home?
I think you're... Yes.
All right, anyhow. All right, so again, like I was saying, I always appreciate when you're on with me. You give it to us straight, and we don't have to, you know, one thing nobody's ever sent me an email and said, I don't understand what Corey meant, ever.
I want to answer that one.
Yeah, well, anyway, thanks for being with me. Hey, listen, were there any surprises in the IG's report for you?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to appear, you and Tammy. It's always a pleasure to come on. I'd like to thank everyone that supports all the conservative podcasters and broadcasters. And a big happy birthday to President Trump today. Also, I want to say a big hello to the lovely Anna, the love of my life, and Danny, and Marcella, and the rest of the family. So, there. I'm not surprised. Our government has been corrupt ever since the J. Edgar Hoover days. It's been corrupt since then, especially when the FBI and our intelligence apparatus that we have in this country is filled with liberals. It's filled with people that have sold their soul and have done things to get to the positions that they're in. It's not all of them. I'm not going to say it's all of them, but we have a certain group of them that's within of our federal government, of our civilian law enforcement agencies, and they're on the take. And it's not even about law enforcement too much at the top anymore. It's about politics. It's about politics and how I can get my next raise or my next position. So that's exactly what it is. I'm not surprised by none of this. We will have this. And you know, that's why it's interesting to hear people, and, you know, I put in now coming up on 32 years or whatever in the federal government, and I can tell you that a lot of people are just dumbfounded. It's as old as a crucifixion of things like, you know, a lot of things in this country that's happened. And, you know, I look at them, and I don't know why people think it's going to change by firing this person or getting rid of this person, because they're just replacing them with another liberal. And then we have conservatives that they put in there, and that, you know, what really corrupts people at this level, Joe,
power.
Yeah, it's just power, and it corrupts them. And it's like they start off, and you know, their house of fire, and you know, that's why I say I've been asked several times to even take positions of high authority like that in the past, and I tell them, you know, the old Marine term, I stay in the red with the gear, because I don't want to be a part of that, because it's a game of musical chairs, and if you don't play along, all of a sudden the five chairs are down to three, then they're down to two, and down there to one, and then, you know, eventually you don't have a chair when the music stops. So that's why you always should have a contingency plan when you work in the federal government, especially with FBI, CIA, or anything else. And I know a lot of people, like, you know, they don't believe it, but guess what? If you want to continue to believe that Bugs Bunny, you know, that Santa Claus exists and that we live on the good ship Lollipop, then you continue to do that. That's why we have the problems that we have, because people don't deal with reality. They like to deal with fiction and want to live in this play world, you know, almost like the Tree Huggers Union, you know, the liberals, the Tree Huggers.
Well, you look at you know, I'm looking at the report coming out, and people try to paint a picture that guys like me, and maybe even you, are disparaging all of the FBI. I would never do that. I would never take the actions, especially from the people at the top. I would never take the actions of the people at the top and lay it on those below. I mean, there are a lot of great FBI agents and staff, and even, you know, non-field agents, right? But the corruption at the top is sick.
But my mother always say, and you know, I always heard, if it don't pertain to you, why would you answer? You know, a lot of people get offended. You're talking about us. Have you ever heard me say, when you say anything about a friend, have you ever heard me say, hey, Joe, you're hurting my feelings or whatever? You know, if you're not talking about me, why would I respond? You know, that's one of the biggest giveaways of someone that's on their payroll like that. But, you know, that's all, I guess, you know, I take it in stride because I do my job. I've did my job for a long time. You know, I work with a lot of people, and you know, I had to use this cliche because I used it the other day. You know, I work with enough people that claim they know so much and they're so intelligent, and you know, they got enough mold in their brain to make a quarter penicillin. So you take it from there, what kind of people you're dealing with sometimes. Just because, you know, it's almost like the old cliche, just because you have a degree doesn't mean that you're intelligent, that you're smart. It's just a piece of paper if you don't use it correctly.
Yeah, but you and I can have a lot of fun with this, and we won't beat on people. But my dad used to say, look, you can be book smart, and I can still pick your pocket. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You can have a piece of paper, and I'm still 10 years ahead of you, so to speak.
Right, exactly. But nothing is nothing unless you apply it correctly or whatever. You know, it's a lot of people just like in high school, they pass grades and they do this, but did you really earn it? Did you really earn it? And it tells in the long run, trust me.
Oh, no, it does. It does. I years ago was up against somebody who had all kinds of degrees for a job, and they hired me over him. They didn't know I didn't have a degree, but my level of expertise, my success and everything else, they went, you're the kind of guy we want. And then when they went looking for my transcript, they couldn't find it. I said, well, I never said I graduated from college. And they said, well, I'm sorry, you need a college degree. I said, wait a minute, you tell me I'm so much better than him and you can't? I'm really, all right, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes with our buddy, Corey Duncan.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Genius. Yeah, there you go. Go away, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of this wonderful conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your money. There's a button there called Patreon. It's really where you can become part of the team, part of the crew, help support the show. And I appreciate the time that you spend with us. But I appreciate this guy's time, too. I always love when he's on with me. I have so much fun with him. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to kind of enlighten me. And Corey had a show and tell with a bunch of little kids. That must have been interesting. Did you take pictures? Are you there?
Now I am. I can hear you now.
What are we, Verizon? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. You couldn't hear me before. I told him that you went to a babysitting gig. I said, can you picture this? A whole bunch of little, like, 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds sitting in a classroom. And there's Corey Duncan telling them the realities of it. I love it. I think that would be wonderful. Well, go ahead.
Well, once again, please, when you can bring back from the promo, can you have a little Bob Dylan playing the next time? Thank you.
I can't. Listen, no. I don't have a bong in here that goes along with it, so I don't think I can. But go ahead.
No, actually, I was invited. I've been invited to some school. Anna was it with me on this trip. My daughter that's in Baltimore, Kennedy, she had their school wanted me to come and speak to their political science class today about patriotism and capitalism, and I was more than happy take the invite, because you know me, I'm more me and Anna and Team Duncan, Team Texas is on a crusade right now to get a lot of these young folks involved, also to educate them about exactly what's going on in this country and the what the left is trying to promote to them, to make it all pretty and shiny and no hard work. And that's why we creating all these tree huggers. But anyway, I went to speak to him, and I spoke for about an hour. The first 10 or 15 minutes, I did a little history lesson, explained to them why, you know, what about patriotism, a little bit about me, and, you know, just try to add to sum it up real quick because I only had an hour and I wanted to get, I definitely always, when I educate, I'm going to go to educate or go to speak on things like this, I want to have a Q&A so I can not only ask me questions, I can revert and ask them the same questions. And a lot of children, I mean, a lot of the young people, they were asking questions like, well, you know, this or that, or, you know, we've always heard that Republicans, and I had to explain to them that's all a false narrative. The false narrative is to be thinking that, you know, the Republicans are white folks, rich white folks, and they don't care anything. And I said, in turn, I said, have you ever seen a poor Democrat? You know, I mean, you know, they try to act like they're brown baggers and they take and they, you know, bring their lunch and they eat bologna sandwiches, and that's just not totally not true. And then once I got done talking to the kids, well, they were really, really wanted to ask more questions. Their parents came to this function, and a lot of their parents was looking like, he's black and he's a Republican.
Oh my God.
And you know, so then I started fielding some of the questions from, and most of them were Baltimore City residents. So you already know I had my, I made sure I wore my flat jacket so I could, you know, it didn't stop a 12 gauge up close. So, you know, it gave me a little chance to defend myself. But anyway, they asked me, I fielded one question. This lady was saying, she said, well, I've heard you and your wife Anna on you know, I've heard you two talking, and she's like, but she said, I've listened to you for a while and you don't like black folks. I said, really? I said, really? I don't. I said, is it that I speak the truth about black folks? She's like, no, you're not speaking that very truth. Then she started raising her voice, and I toned it down. I said, well, let me explain. No, I don't like black folks. I said, so there it is. And I said, let me tell you one thing. I said, I don't say I didn't like all black folks. I said, I didn't like a percentage of them. And I said, it's a very low percentage, like 5%, maybe, or 10%. But anyway, that's a racial joke for another day. But anyway, I explained to her, and she acted like she blew a fuse over it. So I was like, all right, next question. So we moved on. Well, why are you a Republican? Don't you know the white man this and the white man that? And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, I'll answer this. And I said, that's because I grew up in Queens, and I said, grew up half here in Baltimore. And I said, let me explain to you. I said, my mother instilled in us to take and work hard, education and working hard. I said, I don't know what you teach in your home. That's what we teach our black children anyway, but you down and everything. I said, no. I said, I don't down something that I hear from someone else. I down it because I see it with my own two eyes. I said, that's why. I said, and I'm not downing it. I'm telling you, I'm explaining to you why this city looks like Beirut. And I said, let me explain to you why your streets, that's why you, I said, well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about four people getting killed and getting shot and getting killed within 2 hours of each other in the same area the other day? And I said, do you feel this is the type, I said, now, wait a minute now. I said, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat. And I said, I'm on a gentleman's show, a good friend of mine, every Thursday night, and he asked me this question, and there's other people that ask me this question, why do you continue? I said, is it some kind of psychological thing that you're tricked into to believe that voting Democrats in with screwy ideas is the answer? I said, how much money did you make when Barack Obama was in office? Well, that's not, no. See, here we go. That's the general liberal answer to the liberal black folks. They don't want to answer the question. Why do you continue to put these imbeciles in office? That you know that you're, I mean, it's crazy. And I said, it's all, here it comes. You wait on it. Dun. It's Trump fault. Oh, I said, oh, like when Obama got in office, it was Bush fault. I said, you know what? I said, let me explain something to you. I said, President Trump has the highest rating of getting black folks working. I said Barack wanted them to sit home and get a check. Which one is better? I said, let me ask you a question. Do you work? Yes, I work. Okay, so you should be highly upset about someone taking your wealth and giving it to some bum or to somebody that's working the system. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm not going to sit up here and wave whatever it is, the red, green, and orange, or whatever it is, flag, or whatever, or play this game. I said, it's not the white man's fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. I said, you know where it starts at? It starts at home. And I said, I'm sick and tired of all of you sitting up. And I said, I'm going to tell you this in front of your children. I said, really, what a lot of you need is to take and seek God. Do something. Do something positive. Go home. Go home and fix your home. She was like, so, you know, of course, after I started chewing them like that, they gave me that look like, he's not going to come back here. But it's all right, because you know what? Me and you spoke about it during the break, and a lot of people want to hear the truth, and they want that, you know, a lot of people don't want to be educated. That's why me and Anna and our movement had to step away from part of the movement, because we're not entertainers. We're educators. We're people that realize the biggest problem here is the young people need guidance. First, they need to be educated. Then they need guidance. That's the first thing.
Here you go with the education stuff again.
Right,
you want
right,
people to have a clue.
Because if you have education, that goes a long ways more than being entertained by people juggling apples or jumping up and down or this or that or whatever. Let's start educating people about giving an answer to things instead of sitting up, wasting people's time, and talking about something that we already know about. And if and then people say that's what I'm doing about educating, well, let's ask a question. When you want to ask me a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, what are you doing for the young people?
No, but Corey,
you're
doing the wrong education. That's the problem. You're teaching propaganda. Don't you know that? You know, you're teaching that black kids can do anything they want to do as long as they persevere, work hard, get educated. That isn't right. Don't you? The white man's never going to let that happen. Don't you know that? But You're gonna have to wait till after the break to respond to that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more happening with Corey after the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. First of all, I'll play this in honor of my buddy that's on the line with us right now. But secondly, I got to tell you, you guys know I don't play games. I love our men in uniform. I love our men and women that have fought for us and fought for your freedom. You know, I hate when a plane goes sideways. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. I hate when it goes sideways. Did you hear any of that?
Yes, I caught some of it.
Yeah, you know, that was not worthy. Okay?
Mm.
I mean, we have to have the real thing. Otherwise,
yeah.
I'm going to be very upset. Don't you agree?
I totally agree.
Sing a song with the army of the free. Comes the brave, comes the true.
You should be able to sing this. Please don't. Anyway. We need to give some happy birthday to our to the Army. They're 243 years old. They don't look a day over three, but I mean, strong. We have the strongest military on the face of the planet, and those boneheads who talk about us being warmongers and how bad we are and how nasty we are, how much we love war, we have the strongest military on the planet. If we were truly the people that the left says we are, we would own, we would just take over everywhere. We would never leave the places we go to. Hi, Corey. How are you?
Oh, okay. You were singing the Army. I'm sorry. Happy birthday, Army. But
you got it. Listen, they're your brothers. They're your brothers in securing the country. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tip my hat to all of them, but we already know who the real ground warriors are. But anyway.
I'm not even going to go there. Because I know a lot of Marines, and I will tell you, they're stubborn people. That's why they're Marines, because they'll go through anything. You can't stop them.
That's right. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, they're jawheads. But guess what? When it comes, hey, look, let me tell you something. The difference between winning a war and losing a war is not about dropping a 2,000-pound guided missile. It's about getting it done on the ground, because you can do that all day long, but you're going to have to put some boots on the ground sooner or later, and that's what we do best. So.
Yep. No, and, you guys, the Marines really know. Yes, you are right. So, listen, you were talking about Elijah Cummings, and you and I have a running comment. What I should do is have, like, you know, day 512, no signs of Elijah Cummings. That's what we should start doing. I mean, when was the last time he was actually in his district? I would even venture to say he can't find his district on a map. What do you think?
I can't say that he can't. He couldn't find the hair that he has lost on his head either. And so I mean, but these people they've always had it out for me anyway. You know, the liberals that I talked to today, they've had it out for me ever since I discovered they made more pallbearers and widows than salmonella. So, you know, they're a bunch of idiots to begin with. They had no talking points. And you know, this solely, you know, a lot of people are not understanding what we do. And understanding about, you know, the main thing here is about educating these young people, because the people that's of our generation have no idea what's going on. That's why we're in the predicament and in the situation we're in. And, you know, the first thing, anything about this is education. And you have to educate, and that's why, you know, we have so many things that's going on. Man, Anna going to be speaking to a lot of young people over the summer. And everything. And that's what it's about. It's not about getting up before a rally of your peers and rah, rah, rah. Because guess what? After that, they're going to go home, and then that's the end of it. And that's what this is about. I don't want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of something that, you know, a young person 2, 3, 4 years from now will understand, or that will definitely understand, and, you know, exactly what patriotism, what God patriotism, and understanding about how, as far as, like, you know, to keep the family intact, because that's what a lot of it is. And a lot of these young people have been taught one thing their whole life, and let me tell you something. It's easier to talk to them, because with young people, once you present them the truth, first you have to present history. I'm sorry. Present the history of why we've gotten to here. And it dates all the way back to the early 60s, even before then. But you have to explain there's a starting point and there's an ending point. And you have to start with the starting point first. And a lot of people that claim that they're educators don't even know what the starting point is, because they want to, you know, they have their motives, and they want to bend it this way, they want to bend it that way, and you can't do it. You have to present the truth to these young people, because that's what they want to hear. Now, the ones that's out, that's in our generation, Joe, that you can present them with the truth, as I did today, and it goes in one end, goes out the other, because they have the IQ of a turnip and stuff. And that's what, I'm sorry, I know somebody's going to say, look at them bashing people again. Well, hey, look, I am what I am. You don't like me, turn me off. Go put your head under the pillow, or just go back to tree hugging, because we got tree huggers on the conservative side, too.
Yeah, but they don't have, look, My title of my book is The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And it isn't because I made those up sitting on the couch one day and had nothing better to do. It's because that's what those guys on the far left call me. They call me a Bible-thumper because I believe in God. You know, I'm a white guy because, you know, white privilege and white this and white that. I mean, my God. And you can just go run right down the list of all the labels they give us.
My assessment of you, Joe, is that you're not a Bible-thumper. You're an educated white male that understands about the patriotism, God, and loving your country. It's nothing wrong with that. I've seen people. We both know people that have followed us, and they're not Bible thumpers. They're right wing Christians, maniacs. They have taken, and this is the difference between reading something and understanding and taking it and making it, reading it, making it and bending it sideways so you can get your point over. That's not what it's about. That's why I love the day when I was talking to these parents, and most of them were Baltimore City liberals. And I told them, I said, well, you know, I said, you really want to know about my history? I said, let me tell you this. I said, let me give a little plug to something. My book will be out September the 24th. If you're in Houston, Texas, meet me at the Barnes & Noble in the Galleria and 10 o'clock a.m. And you can come and I'll sign the book for you. And that book will definitely tell you about growing up in the ghetto and progressing and being successful and also making your family successful from ground zero. And that's exactly what it's about. It's called Black Patriot. And the thing of it is the fact that it's about a young black man that's a conservative in the ghetto and how a conservative family grew up that way. Hey, look. My mom was fooled for a long time, and then she saw the light. Then she didn't force it on me. She let me see it for myself. And then once I got a chance to see it after Bill Clinton, after I was a sucker and voted for him or whatever, because his economic plan sounded so good, empowerment zones and everything like that. And, you know, after that, I was like, oh, no, I see the light now. I see the light now.
I love that, the empowerment zone. I love the way they use these words that nobody really knows what they mean. They just came up out of nowhere. And if you say, you know, pardon me, I don't know what that means, they make you look like a fool. Well, you're not educated enough to know. You just go sit back in the corner and vote the way we tell you, right? I mean, that's basically what it boils down to, isn't it?
Exactly. They're very good at making things very shiny and making it look so pretty. You know, it's almost like going to a car lot. Oh man, that's a pretty Corvette. And you pull off the lot and you know it bursts into flames and the wheels fall off of it. So they got you. You know, because no one takes the time. The problem with a lot of this situation is that no one wants to research. No one wants to put in good groundwork and take and research and put hard work into to learning about something or learn or educating people. They want just to get up. I told you, we have a lot of people that claim that they're this and they're that, and they're just entertainers. You're not educating about nothing, or you're in this for a quick buck. Me, you, and a lot of other people, Anna, and a lot of other people that's associated with this movement are not in it for a buck. We're not in it for prestige. We're not in it to be the next Rush Limbaugh. This person, we're in it because of one thing. We see our grandchildren. We see our children. And the thing of it is not to put our children up in front of a camera. It's to take and teach them. Sit them down. Teach them what the history of why we are here first. They will understand. Trust me. They will understand it faster if you just... If you talk to them and not at them, that's all about educating.
And they want the truth. People. They don't want you lying to them, you know?
Right.
Seriously.
But hey, the people teaching it has to know the history also.
Yep, we're up against it, so you need to tell people how they can get more information on Corey Duncan.
Corey Prez Duncan on Twitter, Corey Duncan, 45outlook.com.
That's email. Yes, we got that. All right, I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure. Don't be sorry. Really, I'm the one who should be sorry. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're going to talk about whether Christians should really be more involved in politics or not. We'll be back in a few.